The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, I think what we need to do, all right, especially for this hour, just we all calm down, we all relax, okay? Things are not that bad. Everybody just kind of all gonna take a deep breath, all right? You know, we have the CDC director on Ebola saying that this is the only thing like this has been AIDS. And people are freaking out, like, oh, my gosh, this is like AIDS. You're hearing countries pass out mass condoms so people don't give Ebola to each other. Now people are worried that they could be getting Ebola as an STD and not know about it. Calm down. We're seeing a lot of news as we're coming to the midterm elections. Apparently, the New York Times has an article here, say the theme in the fall election for the GOP, it's a dark and unsafe world. I'm hearing news reports that we're not safe under this leadership. We're not safe with ISIS and the beheading. I think what we need to do, all right, before there's all this fear, is just stop, calm down for a second and take a look at the situation of what we have, okay? I'm worried. They were talking about how Leon Panetta looked scared and looked nervous. This is Leon Panetta, for crying out loud. All right, I think a lot of us are a little bit shaken up, and we've talked about the psychology of all this, but first and foremost, what I always like to do is I always like to thank for what I have, okay? You know, I am thankful, very, very thankful, all right, that I could find a meal, I could afford a meal, and I could afford to feed my kids. Okay, and I'm thankful I have a roof over my head, and I feel safe at night. Not everybody in this country, unfortunately, can feel that way. But for those of us that can, let's first stop and say we feel safe in that respect. You know, I had family that grew up in war-torn countries, and they didn't have that feeling. There was always bomb alarms going off, and they always had to run to bomb shelters and, you know, had to fear their lives when they were younger. And whether it was in Poland or Germany or Austria or Russia, etc. And so I am very, very lucky to live in this beautiful country in America and be able to get all cuddly into my bed with my cats and dogs and feel like I'm going to live throughout the night. I thank God and I thank you all. I thank our military and I thank our cops and our first responders and our hospitals and our nurses and our doctors and teachers and everybody. All right. I thank all of you for that. Now, all right, we are, though, driven by money. And we're driven by politics, okay? And there's been a lot of that being mishandled on all accounts, okay? And a lot of us are feeling like this country is going to be caught with our pants down. One of the reasons why a lot of us do feel scared is because things are very, very chaotic right now. And they're 100% right. Okay? You know, I'll sometimes see that at the office. I'll have three people call in. We'll find out that one of the nurses was never doing her work. All of a sudden now, we're finding out that she wasn't doing stuff that she was supposed to for patients. I start to feel vulnerable that we have a patient that could be sick or something's going to go wrong. Now, you don't just sit there and go, oh, you know, and scream, woe is me. You start looking at the problem at hand and dealing with it piece by piece. And that's exactly what we need to do with this country. Most likely in this midterm elections, the Republicans are going to probably take the Senate. I think a lot of people are disillusioned with Obamacare. They're disillusioned with the current administration, but people don't like Republicans either. All right? And I'm, you know, starting to come out of this, and I think a lot of us, where we just don't like politics, period. You know, and we see politicians saying, I could do better. We may agree with what some of the politicians say, but really, does one person have the ability to fix us? We know one person has the ability to really mess us up, but does one person really have the ability to fix us? No. I'm 43 years old. You think that you're going to put some man or woman up on that platform behind a microphone and convince me that this person is going to fix our country? No. And a lot of us have been going at these elections as the lesser of two evils. All right, many of you thought Obama would be the lesser of two evils. You got it wrong, okay? All right, this is a complete cluster. One of you who's Republican said maybe the GOP was not that bad after all. Well, remember, that's exactly what the Democrats wanted. They didn't get their GOP. They go, fine, we'll do Obamacare, and you guys will be begging us for a public option and begging us for socialized medicine. And a lot of you guys are. You guys are starting to beg. That's what makes me nervous. That's what makes me nervous. Our family's losing our health insurance. My patients are losing their health insurance. People aren't getting into the doctor. People are still in overcrowded ERs. People are getting sick. People are getting kicked out of ERs too quickly, like we see with the Ebola patient in Dallas. You know, I am nervous. Am I scared? Is the world going to fall? No. Look at ISIS. This is some scary stuff that they are running around, you know, cities beheading people. And then we had a beheading here on our own homeland. What the hell is going on? That makes me nervous. And it makes me nervous that I don't know what our government's plan is. Do we have a plan? I was very grateful that I believe that happened in, was it Oklahoma or Nebraska, where a lady got beheaded by one of her co-workers. Somebody was armed and shot him. Thank God. You know, so, you know, things luckily, all right, still managed to work out, although there's a lot of work we need to do. Do I think we're ready for ISIS, you know, attacking our homeland and terrorizing us from the inside out? Absolutely not. No, I don't. You know, we have all this political correctness and, you know, be nice and don't profile and don't whatever, that I think we are really castrating a lot of the authorities and their authority over what they need to do. Okay, do we have some abuse of power? Yeah, we see some abuse of power. Then, of course, there always has to be checks and balances of that. But, you know, before everybody starts to go, okay, this is a dark and unsafe world, things have always been unsafe. We have had terrorists want us dead for a long time. I mean, look at what happened, you know, with Israel. Yom Kippur, we just finished Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Back in 1973, it's the holiest of days. You're supposed to be fasting. You're supposed to be dedicating that day to God. And that's when surrounding countries wanted to attack. Okay, war is not new. Okay, terrorism is not new. How we approach it, however, needs to always be cutting edge. And I don't believe we're at the cutting edge, Mark. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, or Don, I'm sorry. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you writes, Dr. Dahlia, if thousands of people die of flu each year, and we're only at about 3,000 people dying of Ebola, why is this getting all the attention and all the funding and all the research? Okay, good question. A lot of you ask me that. One person dies in Texas, and there's all these media reports, but people get killed, you know, in car accidents and flu and, you know, other reasons. Why are we just panicking now? Well, remember, because it's Ebola. And that's a lot different than flu. And flu, we do panic about. There's headlines all the time. Once we start to get into flu season, and God forbid we have deaths from that. And I hope we don't, because I'm telling everybody to vaccinate. We always tell people to, you know, wash hands and use the proper precautions. But, you know, you will see daily headlines of who died from the flu. You will. So you definitely get headlines, okay? There are probably more headlines on the flu than Ebola, even with everything going on with Ebola. So the headlines are there. What about the research and money, et cetera? Well, if you look at the vaccines and you look at the cost of the vaccine and the production of the vaccine and the sales of the vaccine and people purchasing the vaccines, there is a lot of money going into flu. There is. All right? But you see, that's kind of already in works, like polio. Somebody was saying, well, why don't you hear anything about polio? Well, because we've had the vaccine with polio. You know, we've eradicated polio in the U.S., although now we have some polio-like illness related to possibly this enterovirus, D68, that's running around and affecting kids. So, you know, because the flu illness is something that's already a process in work, etc., no, it's not going to get the sensationalism and the story that Ebola is. Also, this Ebola is very scary to a lot of us, because a lot of us have had the flu, right? And we survived from the flu. But with Ebola, right, we still can't tell you what percentage of you will live versus not. We can't even say if you're in America and you have Ebola, you'll be 100% cured. Because look, the Dallas patient just died. So, you know, I know there's a lot of you out there going, oh, everybody's making a big deal about Ebola or whatever. Just, you know, kind of hold the phone, because this, if this does start to affect you and your family, and then you have to start being quarantined or whatever, you're going to wish that they spent the money to get those quick screens done, you know, so that we don't have people in isolation for weeks at a time. Apparently, I had received an email going, how the hell do you clean up an Ebola patient's apartment? Well, there's definitely articles on that. First, we need to report how a Dallas County Sheriff's deputy who had entered the apartment where Thomas Duncan was living has been hospitalized out of an abundance of caution after he became ill. He had been taken to an urgent care in Frisco, Texas, after coming into contact with family members of Thomas Eric Duncan, who unfortunately died yesterday. Apparently, Deputy Monig came into contact with family members until he went to their home to deliver a quarantine order. When he came to them to deliver the quarantine order, he was not wearing protective gear. Officials nonetheless said the deputy never came into direct contact with the actual Ebola patient, Duncan, and stressed that he was not experiencing all of the Ebola symptoms. I think he had some vomiting. I don't think he had fever, if I remember correctly. And remember, none of the family that Thomas Duncan was with has thus far exhibited symptoms. Okay? Now, a lot of discussion on, all right, do we know exactly how this is being transmitted? We have a report out saying that some of these researchers and experts are fearing that Ebola is being spread by air. We need to stop the fear with that, but we do need to, as a whole, realize that this may be more communicable than we think. Okay, I know in African countries they're passing out condoms and they're telling everybody to use condoms when they have sex, etc. Because, again, they don't know. Until we know for sure, this Madrid patient, the patient in Madrid who took care of an Ebola patient outside of Africa, who was a priest in Madrid, and then she came down with it. She said she wore the suit. She said maybe she touched her face a little bit, but she has no clue how she got Ebola. So is it because the skin was in contact with the bodily fluids? I mean, was she really soaked with the bodily fluids? What's going on? Did she really wipe some of his stool on her cheek? Because apparently she was dealing with his stool. I don't know. We don't know. We don't have enough. But she was shocked. They killed her dog already, by the way. They already, you know, because they were afraid the dog would have it and transmit it. But what if, you know, because remember, Thomas Duncan, back in Dallas now, that family is not showing any symptoms, thank God. Yet he was around them for days. What if some of us have a natural immunity to it? Did we ever wonder about that? Rather than saying, well, it's not airborne. You know, when we have people that don't get a disease, is it because they're naturally immune? Or were they exposed at some time so they have antibodies? So before we start to say, okay, well, it's not airborne because Thomas Duncan's family didn't get it, so we're all in the clear, well, maybe not. You know, now, okay, so how do you clean an apartment that has Ebola? Okay, now hold on, I found it. Here we go. There was a cleaning company in Dallas called the Cleaning Guys, and they scrubbed that apartment, I guess, from head to toe. They were the only ones that stepped up to bat, from what I understand. They wore protective suits, and they filled about 140 barrels with items. Initially, they said the manager was hesitant, but other people were reluctant, and they stepped up to bat, they said. They have dealt with industrial spills, disposed of hazardous waste, had cleared bloody crime scenes that involved HIV, so they weren't, I guess, completely put off by doing this. And I guess Garrett Ellison, the company's operations manager, said he was initially anxious, but then agreed to take on the job. This is definitely something that would make you a little bit more nervous, but he quickly added that because he knew his company was prepared, I didn't feel worried about it. So there were 15 members in his crew that spent 4 days at the apartment. They wore protective suits with gas masks. They filled 140 barrels with items from their home for incineration, including mattresses, sheets, and the entire apartment's carpet. By the end, they are not going to, this apartment complex will not be able to rent that place out. By the end, logos on the company's back, black and green trailers, televised nationwide, I guess, became a recognizable brand, blah, blah, blah. Let me see, I'm just reading this as we go. They're called the Cleanup Guys. Wow. I'm trying to see what else they use. See, they're not telling us their secret. Oh, come on, really? No secret? What kind of a bleach? No, they aren't telling us the bleach. No, I don't think it was 401. You know, like those little scrubby things. You know, I love that commercial where you're cleaning the bathtub and these little things, you know, those little minions, and they're running around with little scrubby feet. They just kind of scrub, and then it's all shiny as they go. I love those things. You know, because I'll buy whatever product they use. I know that would be embarrassing, but if we find out it was just some simple 409 or Pine Sol that they used. I mean, but my guess is it would definitely have been some bleach, and they probably have some disinfectant. Anyway. They wore the hazmat suits. Unfortunately, these hazmat suits get up to 115 degrees, so they had to work in shifts. There was a lot of sweating, they said. Then they went home to their families and obviously took a shower and went from there. So, you know, just looking at this, okay, you know, he had Ebola, so I understand it. We got to save others. But look at the cost. Your whole home gets incinerated, basically. I mean, what do they do with the pictures? What do they do with your keepsakes? What do they do with, I mean, furniture? Everything is burned. Everything is. I would do this, guys. I would probably call your insurance company and find out if you have Ebola coverage. If not, you may want to add a rider or something, because think about it. Somebody thinks you have Ebola, right? And they decide to quarantine you. Maybe you do have it. Maybe you recover. And then everything has to be taken out. So you lose thousands of dollars of furniture and jewelry and clothes and pots and pans and everything. Your whole, wow. Frustrating. All right, so anyway, we'll give you guys more scoop as we get it. Again, we want everybody calm. As we find out more information, we will just, you know, be aware and understand that these plane, what they're doing on the planes now to help prevent people entering the plane, know that there's already cases where people are storing up on Tylenol and Motrin and things like that because they're planning to take it before they get on the plane, just so they know that they can make it across, just in case, luck of the draw, they have high temperature. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we get back, we're going to talk about some medical news. Radiologists are using MRIs now to help diagnose Alzheimer's. Pretty cool, especially some of the pictures. Then, is there a laxative that you could take that would probably help prevent colon cancer? We'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about obese kids and how many of them are showing early signs of heart problems. And grapefruit. Can it really help you lose weight? Remember the grapefruit diet in the 80s? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I love antiques, and I am, anytime there's anything from the past, historical, I just love being able to touch it and look at it, etc. You see me on Palm Stars, and that's exactly like I'm just so into that stuff. Well, apparently there is a time capsule back from 1901 that just got opened. And it was a little small copper box that had been hidden in the head of a lion statue atop a Boston building for more than a century. Well, they finally opened it up. They were talking about this earlier this morning where, oh my gosh, you know, they have a little time capsule. And I'm like, it hasn't been opened up. Open the damn thing up. In addition to the, apparently it was a hardcover book that they found. The Bostonian Society today found the small red book inside the box, roughly the size of a modern shoebox. The book had no visible markings, and nothing was taken out of the box because the items are obviously in fragile condition, so the contents of the book remain a mystery. Apparently, Society President Brian LeMay was absolutely delighted by the discovery. The time capsule has been sealed inside the lion's head since 1901. Rumors of its existence were confirmed last month when the statue was taken down from the old state house for refurbishing. CBS Boston reports that the process started with the careful and delicate removal of the lion's crown to gain access to the copper box that was held in place by copper wires. With white gloves on, apparently Bob Shore and Skylight Studios took this little, it was like about 5 to 10 pound box, but they're calling it a time capsule, used a drill and metal cutter to open the top of the box. But there was just a red book. And the contents, yeah, the first Obamacare probably. The contents were carefully removed, and it's going to be examined now carefully over the next week. I wonder if it was just somebody's favorite book. It would be interesting to see what the book is. I mean, I hope the book talks about what's going on in 1901, and, you know, maybe what they predict. I mean, I hope it has something insightful. I hope it's just not a book, you know, like, you know, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea or something like that. I mean, because we'll be like, well, we already know that. We already read that. You know, if you're going to do a time capsule, if you're going to go through all that work to bury something into a statue that is going to be there for generations, put something that counts, okay? But it's a book. We thought there were going to be letters, newspaper, click beans, political paraphernalia. Maybe it was never supposed to be a time capsule. Maybe this was some book and somebody was like, you know, it was some fraternity stunt. Let's stick a box in there. And because they don't have iPads or video games back then in 1901, they had books. They're like, oh, we'll just shove this there. What if the statue has to go to the bathroom and it needs some toilet reading? That was probably like a real funny back then, back in 1901. So this capsule, they call a box, is being donated to the Bostonian Society to put current materials inside. Really, they don't have their own boxes. The Society is taking suggestions for items, but already it has been decided that a medal from the 2013 Boston Marathon will be included with a photo of Mayor Marty Walsh. Yeah, I wonder who decided who gets their photo in there. All right, so that was the time capsule. It was a book. We'll keep you posted on what was in the book. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. The grapefruit diet, it helped many of us in the 1980s. There was something about acid and eating more acidic foods, and now it's all about being alkaline. But back then, it was getting more citrus and doing the grapefruit diet and having grapefruit in the morning, etc. This was before statin medication started to become commonplace, and people lost diet. Well, now they're saying you could drink grapefruit juice with meals, and that will help keep your blood sugars under control and, you know, prevent diabetes. This is kind of interesting. The study found that drinking grapefruit juice when eating fatty food lowers the amount of weight put on by up to a fifth. They said, according to Daily Mail, the research also suggested that grapefruit could be as good as prescription drugs at keeping blood sugar levels under control, not cholesterol. Remember, you cannot mix grapefruit juice with cholesterol medication. However, you keep your sugars down, maybe you never need to be on cholesterol medication. The experiments were conducted on mice. Grapefruit juice is so sour. How would all mice even want it? But researchers say the results justify studies on humans. Professor Joseph Napoli of the University of California, Berkeley, say we see all sorts of scams about nutrition, but these results, based on controlled experiments, warrant further study. Now, the grapefruit diet did not start in the 1980s. The grapefruit diet started back in the 1930s. Apparently, a lot of Hollywood people use that. It involved having grapefruit or grapefruit juice with every meal while cutting back on calories. And they found that when the mice were fed fatty foods for 3 months, those given grapefruit juice to drink gained up to 18% less weight than those given water. They also had lower blood sugar and insulin levels despite eating the same number of calories. Now, which grapefruit juice? Okay, I know there's Ruby Red, and then there's the yellow grapefruit juice. I'm not sure. Okay, you know, most Greyhounds are made with the yellow, but Ruby Red, from what I'm thinking, it's either. But I would like a little bit of, I would probably like a little bit of clarification on that. So they say grapefruit should be a healthy part of a healthy balanced diet, but it should not focus, be the focus of the diet. So this grapefruit diet that we would do, and that, like I said, was re-brought back in the 80s, it helped a lot of us. It helped me. It just, I got sick of grapefruit. I think what happened is they went out of season. And so I think we even had a grapefruit tree at one point. You know, but then they rotted, and so we just didn't continue it. But it's good. It's good. You know, I wish I could tell you guys how to go with this whole alkaline your body or acidize your body, but I can't, because we know that citrus fruits are healthy. So, and citrus fruits are acidic, the ascorbic acid. So we know I don't want people afraid of fruits and vegetables because of their acidity. The reason why the alkalining theories are out there is because a lot of the sugars and crap that we eat in junk food form carbohydrates that could be more acidic. But don't just do away with fruits because they're acidic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Obese kids may show early signs of heart trouble. That is frightening. This is according to a German research report. The scientists found negative changes in the shape and function of hearts of obese kids compared to normal weight peers. Now, they don't know if the weight loss is going to reverse these. They're going to obviously have to follow these kids for years to see if so. This was published October 8th in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. They looked at 101 young people between the ages of 9 and 16. Of these participants, 61 were obese and 40 weren't. They were able to do 2D echocardiograms, basically with ultrasound. They looked at the shape and the function. They looked at cross-sectional images of the hearts as they beat. Don't worry, they were all alive. And they found that obese children had much higher blood pressure and higher levels of LDL or bad cholesterol than the children who were not obese. Meanwhile, the obese children's good cholesterol was much lower. So the researchers found other warning signs of heart disease, including enlarged heart chambers. Enlarged heart chambers mean your heart is working against a higher pressure or working too hard. Remember, we talked about blood pressure in kids. A 120 over 80 could be high blood pressure for your kid. All right, there's a chart that a lot of doctors and pediatricians use for blood pressure. I'll give you guys some readings after the break on certain blood pressures, and you'll be shocked. You know, some of you are like, oh my gosh, my kid is 90 over 60. They're too low. Sometimes 90 over 60 is perfect for a kid, depending on their age. Now, a lot of you are noticing your kids, as they're going through puberty, are gaining weight. Mine did. My kids were skinny for the longest time. All of a sudden, now they're going through puberty, and boy, are they gaining weight. It always happens in our family, and we're doing everything possible to make sure they're exercising and watching what they eat, and, you know. All right, don't go away. Blood pressure in kids, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. For those of you who get Las Vegas TV or live in the Las Vegas, Southern Nevada area, I'm going to be on More Las Vegas tomorrow morning demonstrating how to do a breath exam. I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, no, please, I don't want to see that. You know, oh man, I got 3D TV, I'm going to have to duck. No, I'm going to be dressed. It's not going to be on my breast, okay? I'm not exactly sure what they have in terms of a model for me, but I will be demonstrating a breast exam. I think all of you men and women should tune in, because I think it's very, very important for you guys all to know and learn. So I'll be doing that. For those of you that ever want to listen to the show more than what you're already currently listening to, and by the way, great job. That means you have some real good taste. I suggest that you go to your iPhone or your smartphone and you download the iPhone app or you download the smartphone app, whatever the app it is, to get the Dr. Dahlia Show. It is free, okay, so you don't have to pay a lot of money, okay? It should be a piece of cake. I don't like to spend money on apps. I don't. This Candy Crush. Oh, by the way, I got you, I think, level 298. So thank you for those of you who gave me advice on how to get through the other levels. Not that paying for extra moves is, to me, an option, but I thank you nonetheless anyway. All right, so you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show app on iPhone or your Android. Also, we have a GCN Live app. You can go to GCN Live or go to GCNLive.com. That's never a bad idea because then you can listen to all sorts of shows, not only mine. We got tons of good shows, so definitely check that out. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So quickly here, you know, you'll have a four-year-old that'll go to the doctor, and you just got diagnosed with high blood pressure, and you're like, well, check my four-year-old. All right. You know, so the nurse will, you know, take out the blood pressure cuff, and the blood pressure is, I don't know, 102/62, let's say. All right, you're like, oh, okay, good, because my blood pressure was 140/80. So that means my four-year-old is good. That's high. That's in like the 90th percentile for a kid. I have a table here that looks at blood pressure for boys by age and height. If you have any questions, write me at drdahlia.com or subscribe on ConnectPal so I can help you guys look at this. But depending on boys versus girls and you know, and their height, etc. So like your 8-year-old kid will be in the 99th percentile with blood pressure, your 8-year-old, if he is 119/82. Did you guys ever think about that? I mean, that's kind of high. Now, well, of course, it depends also on their height. So you look at their percent of height, and you look at their age. You could do it also by height in terms of centimeters, etc. Well, like a 10-year-old. If your 10-year-old's blood pressure is 115/75, that's high blood pressure. Your 14-year-old's blood pressure of 120/75 could be too high. You're at the 50th percentile if you're a teenager and you're 109/60. So I suggest that you ask the doctor to look at the chart for kids. If the doctor's not a pediatrician, your pediatrician already know all about this. But if your doctor doesn't work a lot with pediatrics, make sure they check. But a lot of these blood pressure, now you can't just say, well, they got to be under 110 over something. It really depends on their age. It really depends on their height. But if your kid has high blood pressure already by the age of 2, will it be high blood pressure in a 2-year-old? 106/59. That could be dependent on their height. That could be high blood pressure in a 2-year-old. All right? So you need to know what would be average. Let's look at some averages. Okay, for babies, 85/35 average. All right? 2-year-olds, 88/42. 3-year-olds, 91/45. 4-year-olds, maybe 93/50. Your 5-year-old, your kindergartner, I don't want his blood pressure over 93/53. Okay? And, of course, depending on their height. 6-year-olds, 96/55. 7-year-olds, 97/57. 8-year-olds, 98/58. 9-year-olds, 99/59. Let's do that. Let's come up with that as an average. Okay? Take their age. Okay? Take their age, and let's use the 9s. Well, you know what? That's kind of hard. Because I don't want to, because those numbers are kind of, how do we do this? Okay, so when you're 2, be 89/49. When you're 3, No, I don't know if that'll work. I don't know. I started to see a pattern. You see, when you're my age, you start to see things. I thought I started to see a pattern. And, of course, it depends on girls versus boys. Now, remember, once puberty hits and all the steroids are going and all the hormones are going and things are kind of crazy, then that could be an issue. So I would probably suggest make sure you check your blood pressure pre-puberty, then during puberty, and post-puberty. Now, I got pubertal kids. They don't want me anywhere around them. Mom, leave me alone. I'm going through puberty. I'm trying to help you with your tie. I'm going through puberty. All right, leave you alone. Now, the reason why they do that is because they know the puberty word scares me, so I run. You know, I'm thinking that they didn't put deodorant on or something. They have acne, you know, and so I'm going to be kind of like, okay, well, you go do your own thing. You got puberty. You need to, like, go to the bathroom and do whatever you got to do, fix yourself up, whatever. But now my kids do that. You know, I'm like, did you do your homework? Mom, I got puberty. Okay, I'll leave. Bye. So now the puberty just, just makes me run. But tell your kids to stop it, and they should allow you to examine them and get their blood pressure checked whether they have puberty or not. Okay, laxative type. Is there a laxative out there that may help influence your risk of colon cancer? Well, they say, yeah. They say if your laxative is a fiber-based laxative, and it's associated with a lower risk then of colorectal cancer, but non-fiber laxatives are linked to a higher risk of colon cancer. Now, first when I read this, I'm like, well, duh. Of course, anything with fiber helps prevent colon cancer, but why would non-fiber laxatives put you more at risk? This is weird. Now, they're saying it's not cause and effect, and the experts are stressing we need a lot more studies. But the researchers believe that these are important because 20% of you guys are popping laxatives. I had no idea. You know, I mean, is it really that hard to poop? Are you guys eating that much gummy cheese or crap where you're not, you know, doing what you're supposed to in terms of pooping each day? We got to talk about that because I have patients who are absolutely addicted to their laxatives. That is a huge problem. We can't be doing that. So anyway, according to a team led by Jessica Citronberg, a pre-doctoral fellow at Fred Hutchinson Center Research Center in Seattle, non-fiber laxatives are the most widely used in the U.S. and work by forcing the colon to contract. Fiber-based laxatives, as opposed to the other, boost the water content and the bulk of the stool in order to soften it and move it through the colon. Remember I told you you have stool softeners versus laxatives that cause movement? You can have soft stool, but if your colon doesn't move it out, it sits there. Then it doesn't get soft because the colon absorbs the water. Or you could be moving, but it's hard stool that doesn't want to move. The study looked at 75,000 adults aged 50 to 76 in Western Washington State. Investigators found that people who used fiber-based laxatives at least 4 days a week for 4 years were 56% less likely to develop colorectal cancer. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, I don't need a laxative. Bravo. Nice job. Bravo. I'm proud of you. But should you take these laxatives anyway? If it's going to prevent and drop your risk of colon cancer, I would say I wouldn't just start popping laxatives, but I would say just increase your fiber. All right? Find something fibrous. It doesn't have to be a pharmaceutical laxative type of thing. Just get something fibery into your body multiple times a day, orally-wise. Or you got to eat it. Eat it. All right? Researchers theorize that fiber-based laxatives may provide some of the same protective effects believed to be offered by dietary fiber. Dietary fiber obviously reduces colon cancer risk in a number of ways. It also, by the way, the fiber is also found to increase and encourage the growth of healthy bacteria in the colon by diluting levels of cancer-causing agents in the stool. You also want to speed up stool transit time. If you got something there like a nitrate trying to cause cancer, all right, dietary fiber will speed that up to get the stuff out. You got to get the stuff out. Get it out. So, my suggestion is, I know you guys are just kind of breaking down the door trying to find this study. My suggestion would be to please increase more fiber. I don't think you could go wrong that way. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang
me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
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 Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.